This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several city blocks in Denver where people have been living in tents were closed off Tuesday so city workers could clear the streets. Denverite's Donna Bryson has more.
Police surrounded the area near Curtis Park Neighborhood Elementary School with chain-link fencing. The cleanup scattered people experiencing homelessness at a time when Denver officials and shelter providers are worried about whether they have enough beds. Existing shelters have had to reduce beds in order to follow social distancing guidelines. And it seems that more people are on the streets because of the economic slowdown created by the pandemic. With winter approaching, Denver's preparing to open a new shelter. This is Donna Bryson, Denverite.
An emergency rent fund has paid out about $7.5 million to cover housing costs for people in need. That leaves about $22 million in the program that state lawmakers created over the spring and summer. 41 communities across Colorado will share more than $2 million as part of a state effort to promote social distancing and economic activity during the pandemic. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Some recipients, including Lakewood, Alamosa, and Grand Junction, received the maximum of $50,000. Projects range from supporting outdoor dining, installing sidewalks, and developing other streetscape plans. The funds come from the Colorado Department of Transportation's Revitalizing Main Streets program. Grants are open to cities, towns, and public education institutions so long as they provide a 10% match. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado weather's mostly sunny, getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.